WRS, 24 hours a day on DAB, right around the lake.
I am joined in the studio by Alana Burns, Wilfyn Ramsey and Sophie Kwanstrom. They are three very important people in Hoops of Iron, the brand new theatre group that has started up recently. We've got one show under our belts, The Crucible. This is, we're going to be talking today about Much Ado About Nothing, which is the next show that is coming up. Welcome to Alana, Will and Sophie. How are you all doing this morning?
Hi, good, thank you.
So, I'm ready to talk about this show that you're doing, Much Ado About Nothing. I have heard of it. I have studied it, in actual fact, as I think I'm sure many people have. You're going to be performing it in November. Tell me, though, before we get onto this specific show, Sophie, start talking to me a little bit. You're the director of this show. Can you tell me a bit about Hoops of Iron? Who are the group? Who are you?
We set up Hoops of Iron in August last year when we were working on our production of The Crucible, and that was a lot of fun, and things have been going well since then. And the Hoops of Iron is looking to continue down the path it's on and to focus on doing the classics, well-written plays, real emotions, and a strong story.
But you are doing them with a twist. So let's find out more about Much Ado About Nothing. Can somebody tell me a bit of a recap? It's been a long time since I've studied it. Much Ado About Nothing is a play about, I believe, love.
Yes, and how it can go wrong and how it can develop over time. We're playing, Will and I are playing Benedict and Beatrice. They're two people who profess that they will never marry. I'll never fall in love. Ugh, it's not for me. Gross. And in the end, they get tricked by their friends and family into falling in love with each other, but actually it's just the real feelings that were sitting there for forever.
All along.
In the meantime, their friends are getting married, my family are getting married, Hero and Claudio. Unfortunately, Claudio is, again, this word, tricked into believing that Hero has been unfaithful to him.
So much trickery.
Yes.
Now, many people like to do a certain interpretation of Shakespeare plays, so how are you taking this on and making it a little bit different?
Well, I guess like to get that trickery like into the forefront, we've put it in the context of 1950s mafia Italy, which is a bit weird, but it's good because it because it means that we get like this omerta, this honor, this loyalty, and so therefore, actually, Alana's character Beatrice ends up not duping me, but sort of coercing me to prove my love to her that that I'm going to kill, essentially, who is my best friend, Claudio. Yeah.
So we've made it very mafioso, essentially. 1950s mafia version of Much Ado About Nothing. It's happening in November, coming up 12th, 13th, 26th and 27th. And you're doing it at a theatre in Saint-Jean-de-Gonville. I want to find out more about this actual venue. This is in neighbouring France. I have not seen any performance there.
Yeah, it's a really nice place. It's beautiful. So it's in, someone has turned their house into a theatre. So it's a proper theatre, but it's in his house. It's very beautiful and very intimate. Yeah, it's nice.
I like the idea of doing something or seeing something in a place that is otherwise restricted. I'm very nosy about that. You're also going to do it in Ferney-Voltaire at some point in December. But I want to find out how the rehearsal process has been going. Have you managed to get into this theatre already since it's, well, in somebody's house?
We have. We have seen it. It's a beautiful converted barn. It's got all beautiful wooden ceilings, fantastic big open space, which we really enjoy. And I was with the Hoops of Iron last year for The Crucible. And the rehearsal process has always been a lot of fun. It's people from all kinds of different backgrounds. I live in Basel. I come a long way.
What?
Just to join this group because it's always so much fun. And yeah, loads of different backgrounds and different experiences that people bring to it. It's great.
But the Basel thing is bananas.
Yes. That's my bananas. I mean, what's been special about this kind of this show? What is it that attracted you to being in Much Ado About Nothing?
Well, I mean, for myself, like, I quite enjoyed like the layering. Mm. So like you take this base character and he's pretty simple. You know, he's this roguish, like, cocksure.
Because you play Benedict.
I'm Benedict, yeah. So it's like, I like the ladies.
Right,
but,
okay.
But there's a whole lot of, like, bluster to him, you know? And it's this really sort of fun thing, like, is the bluster genuine or is it a front for sort of masking his insecurities over the years and how does it work? And then is he actually quite, you know, sentimental at heart? And if he is sentimental, then what on earth does he do later in the script when he's like, I'm going to kill my best friend? Mm. You know, so there are these, like, interesting little layers. And then what we did towards the end of the rehearsal process, I mean, I'm saying the end, we're still right in it, was we then layered in this mafia conceit. Mm-hmm. You know, so like really drawing out loyalty, omerta, mm-hmm. honor. Like, so that was really, really fun because it just gives some of the scenes this little like peakish edge to them that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah, exploring how the characters deal with humiliation as well has been a big thing, whether it's, oh, I professed I would never marry, I'd never fall in love, and now here I am in front of all my family and friends having to get married. How
awkward.
Embarrassing. Oh, God. And same with Hero when she's disgraced by Claudio. How does she deal with that? How does Claudio deal with realising he was wrong, that she was actually loyal to him?
Talking of piquing interest, if this is piquing anyone's interest, how do people buy tickets, Sophie?
You can get tickets if you go to facebook.com/hoopsofiron.
Nice, that's where we buy tickets from. Will we be able to buy tickets on the door?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Perfect. So once again, those dates that you're going to be doing it in Saint-Jean-de-Gonvois, the upcoming dates?
The 12th, 13th, 26th and 27th of November, and then December.
I've got it. All right. I've got it in front of me. Just got it up. So December the 16th, 17th and 18th. That's going to be at the Château in Voltaire.
Château de Voltaire.
Château
so
de
the
Voltaire.
Philosopher's Castle.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks very much, guys. Once again, Hoops of Iron. Find them on Facebook. You can find all of the details for the show, how to get there, etc. But this is Much Ado About Nothing from Hoops of Iron. Thanks, everyone, for coming into the studio telling me all about it.
Thank you very much.